Before Rabbi Josh Aaronson took over the full-time rabbinical duties at Temple Har Shalom, Park City's small Jewish community of about two dozen met in a small office building in Prospector for their prayer services. When Rabbi Aaronson was hired, he brought his young family and guitar with him and taught the small but ever-growing congregation the songs which they sang for a final time together Friday night. During his 11-year tenure, he grew the congregation to 300, built a stunning $13 million synagogue, and by the tears on his faithful's faces as he bid them farewell, he'll be a tough act to follow. Saying he was grateful for the large turnout at his final service, he shared what he thinks leadership looks like.
It isn't often that somebody would quote Henry Ford in a synagogue, but I'm going to. Henry Ford was interviewed after he'd achieved a great success, and somebody said to him, you know, Mr. Ford, how did you know, what to do? Did you ask people what they wanted? And he said, if I would have asked people what they wanted, they would have told me they needed a faster horse. That's what the nature of leadership is. Knowing that you can't really even ask people the right question because people don't necessarily know where they want to go. And my hope for Temple Har Shalom is that you don't even know where it is you're going in the future. Because when I came to Park City and I drove up Harley's Canyon with Paul, and I told Paul, well, we're going to build a building, he was like, talking about we're going to build a building.
And he reminded the congregation to dream big.
I hope whatever you do next is so transcendent that it will, that you will look back at the conclusion of someone else's tenure and say the same thing people are saying now. I can't believe what we just did. We never thought this would happen here in Park City. The greatest gift you could give to me, aside from this lovely farewell, is that in 11 or 20 or 30 years, and whatever it is that you do, I truly hope you reflect upon it and say, I can't believe what we've just done. I would have never imagined that could come true when we started.
Rabbi Aaronson also waited for his final Shabbat service to ask the congregation to finally please get the clap on the right beat.
And that song, for 11 years, I've been trying to get people to do correctly. And it's been hard. So tonight, let's make an effort. It's the bottom of page 129. I'm going to have a little run through. Because I'd like everybody to try and get this correct. Here we go. Eilef Hamdali B. This is just the practice. See, everybody's got to get that clap together. It can't be like a wave of claps. And that's been the issue for a long time. 11 years.
One of the temple's board members, Doug Goldsmith, thanked the rabbi for his service and his wisdom.
He taught us about Judaism. He taught us about prayer. And he brought a dignity to our congregation and a growth to our congregation that is incredible. As we look around, none of us ever thought 11 years ago that it would be remotely possible that we could grow to a congregation of 300 people.
This spring, Rabbi Josh Aaronson accepted a new position as senior rabbi in Southern California. His family moved there earlier this month. He'll start his new job July 1st. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.